Well, the other thing is, speaking of eating, is that there have been these intriguing reports that have come out of the CALGB adjuvant trial. This is the study where they were looking at chemotherapy, IFL, that was negative. But at the same time, a bunch of people from Dana-Farber, Jeff Meyerhart, specifically Charlie Fuchs, looked at what they were eating in the adjuvant situation and their exercise level. And granted that it wasn't a prospective study to study this, they saw remarkable correlation with diet, exercise, and relapse rates. So that the patients who had some exercise and sort of had a more moderate diet without a huge amount of fat, more vegetables, et cetera, had, like, you know, 50% fewer relapses.
Right.
What did you think about that?
Well, I think it's very valid data because all of us have sort of seen the patient who presents with biologically what looks like very bad disease, but is a very motivated, driven patient. They exercise, they maintain their good nutrition, they don't gain weight, they don't lose weight. And you really do see on an almost anecdotal basis better patient outcomes in that scenario. There's also a couple of studies from Europe that would suggest the same thing, not necessarily in colorectal cancer, but looking at a broader base population where, again, patients who exercise, patients who maintain good nutrition, have fewer side effects while on chemotherapy or report a less severe grade of side effect and appear to have a better long-term outcome. Frequently, as you know, our patients ask us the same thing. What can I do? They want to be involved. And so that's the thing we tell them. We're in charge of watching the side effects, watching for problems, you know, immunosuppression, et cetera. What you can do is, even though you're going to have fatigue, which is the one side effect that you can tell people, you will have some element of fatigue. Despite the fatigue, push yourself, even if it's a walking program, getting on an exercise bicycle every day. I don't ask you to run a marathon, but some aerobic exercise every day. Maintain good nutrition, maintain your weight. Those are the things you can do to help your outcome.